Our locker room chats continue one final time here in 2024, but don't worry, 25 is around the corner, and we'll pick it up here in a few weeks, but an opportunity to catch up with David Boucher, Royal Valley girls basketball coach, brought to you by Holton Community Hospital, Hoyt Family Medicine. The Panthers coming off the first loss of the year on Tuesday night. It was a 47-34 final on the road at Jeff West. Coach, just the initial overall thoughts and takeaways from that game on Tuesday night.
You know, I don't think we played our best game or near our best game, but Jeff West is a scrappy team. Like, you know, you got some seniors that played well, and they shot the ball really well. You know, almost 40% from the 3-point line, and it's tough when a team's shooting like that, and you kind of have an off game shooting, and that, you know, it's tough to win like that. We battled, you know, we scrapped, we had beat them in the offensive rebounding, you know, department and different things. We just it came down to turnovers and shooting, and we lost both those matchups.
Well, you sit here at 3-1, and obviously you try to take away some positives at least from a loss any chance you can get. But you know, you sit here again 2 weeks into the season with a record of 3-1 and an opportunity to get right before the break at Sabetha on Friday. But how would you just kind of assess the first few weeks of the season and how your team's played overall?
You know, I'm very happy with the fight that we've shown, and whether it's, you know, little things like rebounding or deflections or steals, and how we play defensively and blocks and like little hustle plays, and how we're sharing the ball, and our assist numbers are great. We, again, this is four straight games we had more assists than the other team. You know, it's really showing that we're a connected team, a team that enjoys each other and plays hard for each other and with each other. And so that's going to project us going forward very well, I think.
What can you tell us about Sabetha on Friday? You get them. It'll be our feature contest on 103.9, but this is a Sabetha Blue Jays team coming off a loss to Hiawatha. They have played some tough teams in Rock Creek. They played Marysville early in the year and still trying to find their way a little bit. But what's kind of the early scouting report looking like on the Blue Jays for Friday?
Well, you cannot evaluate Sabetha by their record. Like you said, Rock Creek's the seventh-ranked team in 4A girls, and I know that was a tough game, at least on the scoreboard. I haven't watched anything yet on that. You know, Marysville's a high-quality program, so they played a tough schedule, and they're battle-tested, and they're ready to play us, and so we got to bring our A game and get after them. I know they lost a couple of really nice shooters as seniors, and they've got some people that'll step up and play hard, and Coach Gruber will get them right.
What are your keys to this game on Friday night? You mentioned just the turnovers and kind of the poor shooting, maybe the difference in the Jeff West game on Tuesday. How do you kind of fix that, turn it around here on the road at Sabetha on Friday?
You know, it's playing together. It's understanding that if there's two people on you or two people on somebody else, that somebody's open because there's only five players out there. And, you know, as far as the shooting goes, we just got to get reps and, well, we got to catch the ball and shoot with confidence, and we got to see the ball go in. You know, I think this is an aberration. I don't think that's who we are. You know, we're a team that's averaged, you know, almost 6 threes a game through the first 3 games. So I think just to make one and is kind of a weird thing. But anyway, I think the shooting will correct itself as long as we continue to make the right decisions. You know, share the ball, attack gaps. Get the ball into the paint and kick it out from there and be able to let the game come to you is extremely important. And I think we'll do that over time.
We'll get to, I want to get you out of here on a Christmas-related question. Been asking a lot of coaches just kind of a different themed, you know, Christmas kind of question with the holiday next week. For example, do you have like a yearly tradition that you do something around the holidays with you and your family? Like for me, for example, our family back in the day, Christmas Eve, we'd play games, we'd make a bunch of appetizers, we'd do that every Christmas Eve. Do you have something like that with you and your family?
Oh, we have a couple of different things. It's a great question. I have deep roots in our family is our tight knit. I've had my wife and I have great role models in our parents. My in-laws are great people. My parents are loving, hardworking, great people, and our grandparents. And so it's been a lot of fun raising our kids and kind of mixing and matching our family traditions. But, we'll go down to Messiah Lutheran Church in Emporia and we'll spend Christmas Eve with, my wife's side of the family. And then we'll drive back Christmas Eve night, and so my kids can be home for Christmas Day. And then Christmas Day, it's more food. We're big eaters in my family. I don't know. So my grandma, Overmiller, out in Smith Center, she makes homemade donuts.
Ooh.
And so I have, we have that handwritten, recipe, you know, that should be laminated so it never
right.
gets lost, you know, throughout time and in her handwriting. And anyway, you know, she's 94, you know, she's still kicking, and, we've lost both my grandfathers over the last 4 years, but, we do that Christmas morning. So it's going to be a blast. And, so a couple of traditions there for you, but homemade donuts is probably one of my favorite memories as a kid, going up to Grandma Carol's on Christmas. So
solid stuff. David Boucher, Royal Valley girls basketball coach. They'll go to Sebetha on Friday to wrap up the 24 portion of the schedule. We'll have those games for you on 103.9 and the Sebetha channel as well. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Good luck Friday. Enjoy the holiday. We'll talk to you in 2025.
All right. Thanks, Brandon. Merry Christmas.